Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Andrew McKay right here on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in, you can give us a call or text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Andrew will be back on Monday to save the day. So that'll be so you got me for another day and a half here, 49 degrees here in the Pensacola area. Going to be a high of about mid-60s. Going to be warming up tomorrow even more so, closer to 70 degrees. Then, let's see here. Yeah, that's about all I got right there. Yesterday, Jerome Powell had the Federal Reserve Chairman was talking about interest rates. But before he got into that, he dealt with the job market. And he basically said job creation in the private sector has slowed down to essentially zero, meaning the economy isn't really adding jobs right now. Doesn't necessarily mean layoffs are spiking, but it does mean that they're not hiring. It's just low hiring, low firing environment where things are just flat, according to Jerome Powell. He said part of the reason is that the labor force itself isn't growing like it used to, which changes how many new jobs the economy actually needs. So, and we're seeing that from, you know, we talked about this yesterday and really all week long, the number of jobs that are really going away because of AI. The more the AI becomes advanced and learns and is capable, the more that other jobs are being threatened. And what's kind of scary about that, if anything, is how fast AI is developing and growing and just being able to be integrated into things. So the lack of job growth is something the Fed is watching closely as it tries to balance interest rates, inflation, and overall economic stability. So the unemployment rate is sitting around 4.4%, which is relatively a good unemployment rate. But as we've talked about many times before, the unemployment rate doesn't take into full account of people who've stopped looking for work or who don't file unemployment benefits. If you don't, like a lot of business owners don't file for unemployment benefits, you know, if they close their business down, things like that. So the unemployment rate often just takes into account those who file for unemployment benefits. So, there is some people marked that the slowdown is linked to illegal immigration, but also demographic changes. And Jerome Powell also mentioned that the economy may not need as many new jobs. So this may be okay, but it's still initially a concern. At first, they're like, this is a concern because the private market has basically not added any new jobs for a month. But maybe that means because we have a good balanced job market right now. I'm going to say no. Based on just being like the circle I know, the circle of people I know, it doesn't mean we're set. I know a lot of people who are having a hard time trying to find jobs. I ran into a lady in an airport just about a month ago whose son graduated with a master's degree and has not been able to find a job for about 4 months. I've talked to many other people who aren't able to find jobs. Or I'm finding this. they aren't able to find jobs, but the jobs that they are able to get aren't paying them what they need to make a living anymore. That's the bigger concern. So they're wanting to hold out for a job that pays them what they need, but now it's been so long, they're like, okay, now I just need something. And that's probably bigger what I'm seeing is when people do get a job, they're like, well, I've got a job now, but guess what? I'm still looking for a job because the job I got doesn't pay me what I need. And it's kind of not their fault, like the business owner's fault, I mean, because the job that the people need, that like friends of mine need and stuff, is it, maybe the amount that they need has gone up because of inflation, because of the cost of living, because of all this other stuff, right? Housing prices has gone up, car prices has gone up, all the things we've been talking about all week. And so they're like, I need a job that pays X dollars in order to get by now. And businesses still aren't paying much more than what they were, you know, a few years ago. And so so it's kind of like this mismatch that's going on with in society right now. And so I don't think it's a good thing. I don't think we have a balanced job market. I think we have a mismatch of jobs right now, where a lot of people are needing jobs, but they need jobs that pay better than what they're paying. And I don't know, man, I don't know how to fix that. That's crazy. That's crazy concerns. All right, let's get traffic on the fives at John Pickens.
That's right. We're still rolling accident-free right now, even delay-free. I-10, I-110, all look good this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right, thanks, John. So switching topics here just a little bit. I mean, because that's a big concern, but we'll switch topics over to housing. Pensacola leaders are looking at shifting about $1 million in disaster recovery funds in order to help homeowners still dealing with flooding years after Hurricane Sally. Yeah, the proposal would move about $1 million into Rebuild Florida's voluntary home buyout program. It allows the city to purchase homes in flood-prone areas so residents can relocate somewhere safer. For some homeowners, it's now been 5 years of repeated flooding, damage, and frustration. This could offer a way out. If approved, the plan would move forward with environmental reviews and the program set up before any more buyouts actually begin, but it's at least a step forward. So something that they're looking at doing. So the like I said, $1 million that would go to the home buyout program would buy homes in the flood prone areas, but also help residents relocate to safer areas. So see what happens with that. It sounds like a pretty good deal. I saw this story. After years of skyrocketing housing costs, rents in some cities are actually starting to drop. U.S. asking rents have fallen for the 30th straight month. Holy moly. Yeah, it's dropped to an average of $1,667 nationwide, the lowest in 4 years. Several markets that saw huge rent spikes during the pandemic are now seeing the biggest declines, like Austin, Texas, Memphis, Tennessee, and Birmingham, Alabama. And here's what I found was interesting when I pulled up the article. So I was trying to find out why. Like, okay, so a lot of these cities are having rent drops. I don't think Pensacola is, at least not what I've seen. But so I'm thinking, okay, why have these other cities seen a big drop in their rents? The reason? A surge in apartment construction, combined with a little bit slower demand. So people aren't moving as much as they were, but a big surge in apartment construction. So now that being said, even with prices coming down for the 30th straight month, in fact, the median asking rent dropped 1.7% year over year. Even with that, rents are still about 14% higher than pre-pandemic levels. So this goes back to what we started this segment off with right here on Pensacola Morning News on News Radio 923, which is Jerome Powell saying that jobs are basically like there's no new jobs going into the private sector the past month. And I was saying that there's this mismatch between people saying, well, they want a new job, but they the jobs that they're offering aren't paying what they need anymore. Well, here's a good example. Even though rents have come down for the 30th straight month, they're still up 14% compared to where they were pre-pandemic levels. And when you ask individuals, okay, so rents are 14% higher, are you getting paid 14% more than you were before the pandemic? Or like, you know, during the pandemic? And most of the people I talk to, no, they're not getting 14% more income. And that's just housing alone, much less cost of living, you know, supplies to buy food, things like that, plus car prices, things like this. Now, Birmingham, Alabama, I brought them up. They've actually seen rents fall roughly 17% from the peak levels. So that was a pretty big drop overall. So, and then of course the big part of that too was once again needing to have more construction and things like that in order to help. Final story here. You could do this here. A hospital in Florida is suing a patient because they were supposed to be discharged in October, but refused to leave for 5 months. Yeah. I guess you could do that for a housing situation. This is in Tallahassee, by the way, Tallahassee Memorial Healthcare. Discharged him in October. He's like, nah, I ain't got no place to go. I'm just going to stay here. Just keep bringing me the meals. Bring me the Jell-O and the ice chips. I'll be good. All right, it's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McCann, Bobby Rossi filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, give us a call or text 850-437-1620. Got a text here. Yes, Pensacola rents have dropped as well. Okay, thank you. I haven't really been looking for Pensacola rent, so I haven't seen that. So I was wondering. Thank you for weighing in on that. All right, let's go ahead and get a quick break. We come back here. We'll get an update from the newsroom from Steve Taylor. And then I've also got a story pertaining to spring breakers. That's next on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
There are a lot of questions about roof replacement in the news lately, such as insurance companies demanding replacement before they cancel coverage to companies not doing the job that they sold to you. Make sure you tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9:30 as Quality Roofing Solutions will answer your questions. Find out what makes Quality Roofing Solutions the premier contractor in Florida today at 9:30.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
So if your child is having trouble with math, or maybe not even having trouble, but just you know they could do better. They know they could do better. Maybe there was a teacher that just didn't quite teach it the way they understood. Or, you know, maybe they did all right, but they feel like, you know, obviously thriving is the ideal. Mathnasium is the place. I'm a big fan of Mathnasium. Our two dear friends own it. My son taught there for a year. The basic idea is every child's a little different. Every child gains or doesn't gain the certain skills that they need at certain times. Maybe the way they're learning math in school doesn't fit their learning style, isn't the way you learn it, so you can't make up the gap. Whatever the case may be, every child can be good at math, can find math fun and enjoyable. We just need to identify which pieces are missing and then teach to that in a very carefully tailored, you know, kind of small setting that's meant to be for that child's benefit. The way it starts is you just go in for a free assessment. You stop by Mathnasium, they take a real quick test, and they find out what is it that the kid knows, doesn't know how well, and so forth, and then figure out a plan to solve it. That's it. So simple. Mathnasium, located next to Marshall's in the Fresh Market Shopping Center at 9th and Airport.
Hi, I'm Dr. Ben McMillan. And I'm a chiropractor and the owner of Neal Clinic Comprehensive Healthcare. Are you tired of covering up your pain with medications and ready to find the source of your problem and fix it? Then tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel, live Friday mornings at 9 a.m., and I'll discuss how chiropractic care can help you. And if you miss Friday's show, you can listen to the replay Saturdays or anytime through the podcast.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Cat Country 98.7 Spring Jam 2026, Sunday, March 22nd, on the beach behind Juana's Pagodas and Sailor's Grill in Navarre. Enjoy the sun, sand, and low cash. with special guests Preston Cooper and John Morgan, with proceeds benefiting the Santa Rosa Kids House. Buy your tickets only at catcountry987.com.
Investing in times like these can be scary if you don't have the right person at the helm of your finances. Armada Advisors will put you on the right path for success. Join Wesley Odom with Armada Advisors to find a better way to successfully invest your money and enjoy your retirement. Tune into the Pensacola Expert Panel today at 9.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
When storms pop up fast, it helps to already know where to go.
We've got all the details.
News Radio 92.3.
92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
For Andrew, if you'd like to weigh in, give us a call or text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Got a few texts here. Says, I definitely agree with your perspective on the pay gap issue. Another text, rents might have dropped here on paper because mine sure hasn't. And then tell the guy that got the master's degree to learn a trade. Tradesman pay has doubled in the last 8 years. I was actually talking to somebody else whose kid is graduating, and basically they were like, they're not sure if their kid should go to college, mainly because they're talking about how they can't afford it. And I was like, well, honestly, a lot of trades now pay better than college degrees do. So things are moving away from getting the college degree. There's still a lot of places that you almost need the college degree it's the entrance exam type of thing. It's the thing that opens the door to let you be able to even get the interview in the first place, unfortunately. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives real quick.
That's right. No accidents or delays to let you know about. Everything is flowing smoothly this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
Florida launches, Florida's cracking down on spring breakers in parts like Volusia County, Daytona Beach, some other places like this. So apparently there's something called takeover events where large crowds are organized through social media. Usually there's some sort of social media influencer who is like, hey, we're going to be at Daytona Beach. Let's do a takeover of the beach. And so they get all of their followers to try to show up at the beach and just flood the beach and have like a big, massive party. Well, basically, authorities are saying that's essentially an event that you're putting on illegally. And so if you promote a takeover event as a social media influencer or whatever, you could be on the hook financially, including lawsuits to cover the cost of police, emergency services, and cleanup. So apparently there's been more than 100 arrests in places like Daytona Beach. I haven't heard of this happening in Pensacola Beach or anywhere around here, like even Gulf Shores or anything, but apparently this is becoming a trend. So law enforcement says the goal isn't to stop spring break. It's not to stop even takeovers. It's to stop the kind of viral, unplanned events that quickly spiral out of control and have too many people. So, interesting. Let's go over to Steve Taylor over in the newsroom. Steve, what you got in the news for us?
Well, a key vote is coming up today as the Senate Homeland Security Committee decides whether to advance Mark Wayne Mullen's nomination. The Oklahoma senator faced pushback during his confirmation hearing, including criticism from fellow Republican Rand Paul, who says he will oppose the nomination. If Mullen clears the committee, his nomination is expected to head to the full Senate for a vote next week. President Trump says the U.S. is not involved in Israel's reported strike on the Iranian gas field. Iran claims the attack targeted a field near the Persian Gulf shared with Qatar, which is a key U.S. ally. Trump says Israel acted alone and warned the U.S. could take action if Qatar is attacked, signaling further escalation, which can impact the global energy market even more. And California recorded the hottest winter day in U.S. history. In Coachella Valley, yesterday they went up to 108 degrees, which ties a record set in Texas back in 1902 for the hottest winter day ever. And that's what's happening.
Wow, that's amazing. And it's supposed to be a hot one again today and tomorrow, too, over there in California and Arizona, the whole area. Let's go more news. Daniel McKay, I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew right here on News Radio 92.3.
Fox News. I'm Chris Foster. Natural gas and oil prices are up. Gasoline prices in the U.S. are up 4 cents a gallon today after strikes in the Persian Gulf.
The world's largest liquefied natural gas field has come under attack from both Israel and Iran. Ras Laffan is shared by the Iranians and Qatar. On social media, President Trump said the U.S. didn't know that Israel would attack Ras Laffan and condemned Iran's retaliation.
Fox's Jonathan Savage. Democrats walk out of a briefing with Attorney General Pam Bondi about the handling of Jeffrey Epstein files.
House Oversight Committee ranking member Congressman Robert Garcia alleging the briefing was staged.
In a way that's been irresponsible, and quite frankly, we believe a way for the Attorney General to get out of her answering questions under oath and to the public, which we will not accept.
Stressing he looks forward to asking questions when Bondi is under oath.
Fox's Christian Goodwin. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 6:31 right now, 44 degrees and clear. I'm Steve Taylor in for News Radio 92.3. A violent afternoon at a Pensacola park ended with an 18-year-old facing multiple felony charges. Escambia County Sheriff's deputies responded to Lincoln Park yesterday after reports of shots fired. A 25-year-old woman was pistol-whipped during that disturbance, and when three women tried to leave, somebody opened fire on their vehicle. Nobody was hit. Deputies found 18-year-old Tamarcus Brown of Pensacola at a Circle K on Kenmore Road. Ammo was in his vehicle. The firearm turned up near Marcus Point Boulevard. And Brown faces three counts of attempted homicide, aggravated battery, and also some weapons charges. Century residents are seeing their water rates soar. Chris Bryan says the hikes happen to be very necessary.
The Century Town Council voted Tuesday night to raise and nearly double the cost of water usage. The move came after the Florida Rural Water Association determined the rate increases were necessary to remain financially viable and make payments on six outstanding loans. The council voted 3-2 for that immediate increase. The town council will now hold a special meeting on Tuesday, March 31st for a second and final vote on the increase. Chris Bryan, News Radio 92.3.
More than 130,000 veterans call Northwest Florida home, but many say navigating the VA claims remains slow and frustrating. Army veteran John Fury, a 24-year service member, lost his bladder and kidney to service-connected cancer from the Iraq burn pits. Granted temporary 100% disability, he's now fighting for permanent status, but he says calls to Congressman Jimmy Patronis' helpline, promoted via the billboards, which are around the area, went unanswered despite multiple voicemails. Veterans are growing impatient with the delays. And looks like here's some good news. Our sister station, Cat Country, has just picked up another major award. Yesterday at the Country Radio Seminar in Nashville, Cat Country 98.7 was named the top small market country station in the nation. So congratulations, Cat Country, from all of us here at News Radio 92.3. Let's check the forecast from Channel 3.
This is meteorologist Brooke Richardson with your first morning weather update. We will have mostly sunny skies today with temperatures around 68 degrees for your high. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 53. For Friday, sunny skies, high near 76. Friday night, temperatures dropping near 58. Going into Saturday, beautiful sunny day with a high near 78 degrees. Saturday night, temperatures dropping near 60 degrees. And by Sunday, sunny skies, high near 77. Stay connected, Channel 3 News First Morning Weather Team. Download the WEAR-TV weather app. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thanks, Brooke. Right now, let's check in with John Pickens for traffic on the fives.
That's right. Still rolling accident-free and also delay-free. Seeing nothing something that's going to slow you down this morning. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the 5.
Thanks, John. Well, it's warming up a bit. 44 degrees in Pensacola. It's 46 right now in Gulf Breeze and 39 still in Milton at 635. Next news is at 7. Breaking news anytime. I'm Steve Taylor for News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
ZipRecruiter.
This spring, you can share more than a meal. You can share hope. For as little as $2.75, you can provide a nourishing meal to a hungry neighbor, serve with love and compassion, reflecting the love of Christ. A single meal opens the door to healing, recovery, employment, and housing, helping restore lives and renew hope throughout the year. Answer the call this season. Give hope today at waterfrontmission.org.
It's the Always Sunny Show. When you're ready to throw a barbecue, it's Always Sunny's. Join us tomorrow at 9:30 for the Pensacola Expert Panel with me, Eldon Scott, your host, to hear about barbecue events in the Pensacola community, win some amazing barbecue prizes, and hear how Sunny's Barbecue is helping to build a strong Pensacola. We're spreading the spirit of barbecue far and wide. Make sure to tell Sunny that Eldon sent you.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
You know what keeps most people up at night?
It's not politics.
It's money. Dave Ramsey helps you take control of it, one decision at a time. Real callers, real situations, and straight talk about getting out of debt, building wealth, and finally telling your money where to go.
Where to go.
Instead of wondering where it went.
Where it went.
Dave Ramsey, weeknights 7 to 10 on News Radio 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. Informative.
Informative.
Local.
Local.
Dependable.
Dependable.
Here in Pensacola area, going to be a high of about 65 today. If you'd like to weigh in, give us a call or text, 850-437-1620. Hey, News Radio welcomes the Symphonic Spectacular to the Pensacola Sanger on Saturday, March 28th. The Pensacola Symphony Orchestra is celebrating their 100th season. Listen for a chance to win tickets or buy them now at Ticketmaster or at the Sanger box office. Get more on all the events at Pensacola Symphony. .com. Got a text here. If influencers are responsible for bad actors at events, does that make the Blue Angels responsible for things that happen at the beach air show events? I don't see how inviting people to the beach is an event, or how the event organizers are responsible for every person who misbehaves at the event. And that was one of the things I wanted to get into a little bit, which was, you know, freedom to assemble. Right? Isn't that a constitutional right? Wouldn't it be, you have the freedom to assemble? I guess what their concern is, though, is that this is more than just freedom of assembly. They are purposely gathering hundreds of people together all at once for essentially an unpermitted event. So I saw one sheriff basically saying, we're not telling you you can't gather. What we're telling you is that you need to pay for the permits and go through the proper process of organizing an event, because a proper process of organizing an event means we can divert police officers and other emergency personnel and things like that. And then you need to go pay for your permits and blah, blah, blah. That's what's coming down to, is they're saying, we're not saying you can't get together as a large group. What we're saying is just do it the right way. Don't do an informal version, a takeover of the beach, is what they're saying. So I don't know. It feels like it's pushing it a little bit. So, as far as freedoms and stuff go, let me share some good news stories here for you real quick. A new study from the University of Vermont found that 58% of people worldwide prioritize protecting the environment over economic growth. Yeah, almost 60%. It's a lot. Now, the respondents were from 92 different countries, so it's not just an American thing. So when forced to choose, most people in the world would pick the planet over profit. Interesting. Two German skiers tried to ski across a frozen lake between Finland and Sweden. It's 104 miles wide. Why would you want to do that? That sounds horrible. The ice around them started to break up, and they lost their gear. The skiers were smart enough to spell out SOS with nearby ice blocks. Luckily, they were spotted from the air by border guards. Only 5 hours later, the skiers said they were cold but completely unharmed. A dog was wandering for days in rural Alabama with a bucket stuck over its head. And this happened. I was trying to see which city it happened in. I didn't see it. It just says Winston County. But it had a bucket over its head. It's been rescued thanks for social media fueled by locals. Now they've named it Buck. He's much happier after rescuers carefully cut the bucket off. Apparently, the whole time Buck was out and about with the bucket on his head, another runaway dog stuck by him and helped guide him. So kind of cool. A little story there about animals, you know, taking up for each other. So kind of a neat little story. Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, give us a call or text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. We've been talking about jobs a lot this hour, as Jerome Powell initially came out and said yesterday that basically jobs in the private sector are at nil. They're basically at zero. And I was saying, I feel like the problem isn't necessarily that businesses aren't wanting to hire. I think they do. And it's not that people don't want jobs. I think they do. I think there's a gap right now that's happening between the amount of money that employers are willing to pay and the amount of money that employees need to make ends meet now, because housing has gone up, cars have gone up, food prices have gone up, and everything like that. Well, you know, it wasn't that long ago that state of Florida just passed $15 hour minimum wage, which has been slowly creeping up year after year. Some cities have had $15 hour minimum wage for quite some time, and that's when we started seeing the advent of kiosks at like fast food places, where now you go into a fast food place and instead of talking to somebody to take your order, you just go to a kiosk and you put your order in that way. That started when the $15 hour minimum wage stuff started happening. Well, New York City's new mayor has a new proposal. Right now, New York City's minimum wage is $17 an hour. But he says, no. We need to have $30 an hour by 2030. That's right. Phased increases over the next 4 years is what he wants. And, of course, some business owners say, yeah, then they would just go out of business. They either go out of business or they have to completely cut staff, raise prices, shut down altogether. One small business owner, put it bluntly, says, we don't have money to pay that kind of wage. The proposal would gradually raise it over several years. Critics point to other cities where similar increases have already led to job cuts. Supporters argue higher wages are necessary to keep up with the cost of living. So, oh boy, can you imagine that? I mean, that's New York City. It's you know, different than Pensacola. I mean, heck, their minimum wage $17 an hour already. And I already know businesses here in Pensacola who, when it started creeping up to 15, it's not even at 15 yet. When it just started creeping up to 15, they already started laying off employees and starting to go out of business. So I can't even imagine $13 an hour. But this is one of these things where it's like everybody realizes that we're starting to have a bit of a problem with wages and salaries, that they're not enough to meet the cost of living now. But the solutions very rarely are the solutions increased minimum wage. That's very, very rarely is that the solution. And I can't imagine a $30 an hour minimum wage as a business having to pay something like that. But that's when you start to get people, you know, coming up with kiosk or robots. You know, we keep talking about robots. We had the robot security guards that we talked about yesterday around data centers. Here's a new story. There's a robot that worked in a restaurant in China. Apparently they got a robot that will come out, it'll bring you your food and things like that. Well, apparently it had a little glitch. Just while it was at a table, it glitched and started dancing. So in dancing, it threw its hands down and it slammed on the table and it made like the chopsticks and the silverware and stuff all fly everywhere. And then it just started dancing. And the employees tried to go over there and grab it. There's a whole video of it and everything. Staff tried to get in, tried to pull the robot back. And it took multiple people to try to get it under control because it's too strong. And it just kept on dancing and dancing and dancing and dancing. So I'm thinking, why is there not like some big red button on the robot? So like, if you're going to have these robots amongst people and doing things and they can glitch and just start dancing randomly and hitting people and doing things like this, why isn't there a big red button? You can just push it real fast and just shuts it down. It seems like that should be just like the no-brainer, right? I don't know. So robot goes berserk in the restaurant, just having fun, just playing, trying to dance. Have dance, dance revolution right there in the middle of the store. Oh boy. How about this for a solution to $30 on a minimum wage? Just AI. Not just AI jobs, but apparently there's an AI Val Kilmer that's going to be coming up in a movie soon. Yeah, so, you know, he passed away a year ago, and there's a new film coming up called As Deep as the Grave. The writer-director, Corte Vorhis, says he wrote the part specifically for Val Kilmer. Filming originally began in 2020, and but Val was having a really, really tough time medically and couldn't do it. Vorhis knows some people that would be against AI, but he says, but this is what Val wanted. He also got permission from Val's family before he did it. Val's daughter, Mercedes, confirmed, saying, quote, he always looked at emerging technologies with optimism as a tool to expand the possibilities of storytelling. So, yeah. Val Kilmer is going to appear in a movie called As Deep as the Grave as an AI. Very interesting. Let's get traffic on the fives. John Pickens.
That's right. No accidents to report to you. But if you are on 9th Avenue headed toward Bayou Boulevard, they are redirecting traffic there. We'll get you more information on that. But just be aware of that. At least traffic is flowing. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
All right, Willie Nelson's 156th album is on its way. He turns 93 years old next month and just announced his 156th album called Dream Chaser. It'll come out May 29th. And he's also planning on hitting the road for 6 concert dates at 93 years old. He's making me feel like old. He's making me feel older than him. Like, he's just cranking away. No problems. Wow. Finally here, the new Disney CEO announced a live-action sequel to Lilo and Stitch. It's going to hit the theaters in 2028. Incredibles 3 is going to come a few weeks after on June 16th. So a couple big announcements right there for Disney as they got a couple big sequels that they'll be releasing right there. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi. Coming up here next, Florida investigating Discord. I'll tell you why coming up next on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Hi, I'm Billy Anderson with Anderson Subaru in Pensacola. Add more road to your trip during the Subaru Lot to Love event with a new 2026 Subaru Crosstrek or Forester Hybrid. Our new hybrids will keep you going no matter where the road goes. With up to 597 miles per tank, the Crosstrek Hybrid easily takes you to more places. And the Forester Hybrid sports a driving range of up to 581 miles per tank. Mileage like that lets you journey farther, and combined with Subaru's capable standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, you'll be able to handle any unexpected terrain with ease. Paved roads, graveled roads, just about any road. They're no match for the new Subaru hybrids. Get your Subaru Crosstrek Hybrid or the Subaru Forester Hybrid during the Subaru Lot to Love event. Love goes the extra mile at Anderson Subaru, Highway 29, just north of Car City, Pensacola. For details, call 877-554-9791.
Anderson's got a Subaru for you.
Driving ranges based on EPA estimated combined fuel economy and a full tank of fuel. Actual mileage and range may vary.
You know, one of the reasons I really like Christina Leavenworth, I mean, I've known her for forever, ever since she was in the news, and then she started a family and did a couple of things, and then eventually got into real estate. And, you know, those of us who knew her thought, well, I mean, if anybody can do it, you can do it. I mean, no, none of us had any idea she would be so successful at it, because you never know when people start real estate. Maybe it works, maybe it doesn't, okay? But one of the things I love about her is she is just devoted to excellence. She always wants to learn. She understands people and their needs. Kind of goes back to her news days of asking questions and learning. And when it comes to real estate, she is passionate about being the best. So when they come across a new scenario, like how do you deal with an estate sale? Because, you know, the offspring, the inheritors may not always agree. How do you deal with a divorce? That's a complicated situation. You know, you got two people selling a thing and don't agree about anything. How do you make that work? So her approach to that is, well, let's learn. Let's get trained. Let's develop expertise so we can become a resource like that. And the next time somebody asks, we can say, absolutely, we know how to do that. That is true across the board. She is a super nerd about real estate. And I mean that as a huge compliment. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenrinke Realty, 786-3996.
Right now, somewhere close, your dream house is sitting there. Maybe it's got the perfect porch, a backyard made for barbecues, a kitchen built for big family meals, and it's just waiting for you to call it home. At Penair Credit Union, we make it easy to get there with great rates, flexible loans, and local lenders who know the market. Whether you're buying, building, or refinancing, we're here to help. So what are you waiting for? Learn more at penair.org/homeloans. Equal housing lender.
ADX Digital Lead, Brian Prowitz.
One of my favorite moments is when a business owner sees our ADX Digital Toolbox and they sit back in their chair and they have this look of surprise on their face and they say, I had no idea you guys did all of this. We have 19 ways to deliver your message to your specific audience inside your geographic footprint with reporting that proves its effectiveness, all for less than you might expect.
No one does digital like ADX Digital Marketing. ADXDigitalMarketing.com.
The Hugh Hewitt Show, weekdays 2 till 4, right after Markley Van Camp and Robbins on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Bobby Rossi, phone number Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, give us a call or text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Good point here. We had somebody, we were talking about how a lot of Florida counties are starting to crack down on influencers trying to organize beach takeovers, saying they could be financially held financially responsible for damages, for extra cost of law enforcement, etc. This comes about as there have been already 130 arrests in places like Daytona Beach. For these impromptu takeovers of the beach, which they're saying is basically an unsanctioned event. And somebody said, well, what's the difference between that and like Blue Angels things? Well, here's a texter says Blue Angels shows don't turn into vandalism mobs like so many of these influenced events have done. That's exactly it. These events quickly spiral into vandalism and just massive parties. It's one thing to have a lot of people gathered in one place. It's a different thing to have them gathered for the purpose to create problems. And that's what a lot of these takeovers end up being. Let's go ahead and, well, actually, real quick. Florida is launching an investigation into Discord. I got to admit, I didn't really, I wasn't very familiar with Discord until recently. I've tried to get on there with a couple of different things, but it's a confusing platform. I know it was mainly used for gamers, but now other people or other groups are trying to use it for different chatting experiences because you can, it could be a closed loop where you can only have members only and blah, blah, blah. Well, Florida's taking a closer look at Discord. State Attorney General James Udmeyer has launched an investigation saying that the app is increasingly being used by predators to target children. The state has issued subpoenas asking for details on how Discord handles things like age verification, content moderation, and parental controls. Officials say many cases involving online predators seem to lead back to that platform, with some offenders even moving conversations from other apps into Discord. So Florida wants answers on whether the company is doing enough to protect kids. And if it's not, it could face legal consequences. It might be okay. Maybe they're doing everything on the up and up, but they just want to make sure. So that's why the investigation is starting that way. Let's go ahead and get traffic on the fives. John Pickens right here on News Radio 92.3.
That's right. No accidents to report to you or delays. I-10, I-110 are all looking good. I'm John Pickens with your traffic on the fives.
The United States just crossed another financial milestone. It's a big one. The national debt has topped $39 trillion for the first time ever. Oh, it's not a good one. I said it was a big one, not a good one. $39 trillion for the first time ever. Just 5 months ago is when we hit $38 trillion. We hit $37 trillion just 2 months earlier than that. So, wow. We're cranking out a trillion. We've gone $2 trillion in 7 months. That's, wow. Like, that is hard to believe. The surge is driven by a mix of government spending, rising interest costs, and ongoing budget deficits, where the government continues to spend more than what it brings in. I mean, it's unfathomable to me that we continue to do this. Economists continue to warn that, yes, we don't really feel it day to day, but eventually it could lead to higher borrowing costs. It could lead to more inflation, and it could lead to tougher financial decisions down the road. At some point, the bill is going to come due. Maybe. I say maybe because I've talked about this before. It would take somebody like Trump to just go, you know what? We're going to make the deficit zero now. We're going to make the debt zero. And every organization out there is like, no, you owe us money. He's like, no, we don't. What are you going to do? I have the red button. Like, it would take somebody like Trump to just go, we don't owe anything anymore. So it just started over. And then everybody's like, no, you owe it. No, we don't. What are you going to do? Put a foreclosure sign on the United States of America? We have the most powerful nuclear arsenal in the world. So I'm sorry, but you're going to have to forgive all of our debt. Bye-bye. So I don't know. It's Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay. I'm Bobby Rossi, filling in for Andrew. If you'd like to weigh in, give us a call or text 850-437-1620. Here's some kind of silly stories here. A deaf woman was kicked off of a flight for not listening. Yeah, a TikTok video made the rounds last week after she was kicked off of Frontier Airlines because she was not listening to the flight crew. Several people in the video were advocating on her behalf, saying that she was hearing impaired, but it was even on her ticket, apparently. Eventually, the gate agents apologized for the flight attendant's behavior. But yeah, that's embarrassing and scary. Smoking rates are at a historic low for nicotine cigarettes. But birds are getting hooked on nicotine from discarded cigarette butts. Yeah, apparently that's a thing. Research from Poland adds evidence from Latin America countries that compounds used in cigarette butts ward off parasites in bird nests. So those birds are going and getting nicotine cigarette butts, and they're building their bird nests with them to keep parasites out. So they're actually not like addicted. They're more just being smart. Kind of interesting one. The U.S. government has apparently registered the domain aliens.gov. Uh-huh. So maybe we're going to get some more information coming out about the all the research that the U.S. government has done, it, being that they bought the domain aliens.gov. And apparently, sharks, so the ocean's most aggressive shark, the... The ocean's most aggressive shark can actually have friends. Yeah, sharks can actually have friends.